there's a certain one or certain couple that I have that doesn't affect her, and I try to always wear those when I come to church, but every once in a while I'll be out doing something and I have to put on some real quick, and I have a spray bottle that is not amiable to her system, and I'll spray it on, and then I'll come to church. And so I've seems like lately, because I've been going so much, I've been spraying that thing on, then showing up in church, and then literally avoiding her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Without explanation. Like walking by and go, whoa, walking way around like, you know, a leper.
Yeah.
Not knowing
it
that.
It should have been me.
I started to say, not knowing I'm the leper. Anyway, and that is my heart. I never want to, hurt her on any level. And so anyway, she came up to me, and she's, because it's been a while, and she said, are you upset with me or anything? Yeah, did she do something to offend me? And I said, yes, your whole life offends me. No, I didn't say that. I said,
No one's like, so
much. He's going, what kind of place, man? I said, no, and I explained, the situation. And I said, instead of being offended by you, I see more and more Jesus in you. Okay. Now, just to be real, we're not trying to, flatter people or whatever. How many within the last year have seen more Jesus in Carolyn than you have before? Raise your hand.
Big time.
Look at that. Okay. That's
yeah.
All right.
He did that.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame him.
Right.
No, not really. So if we all walked up to her and said that, she doesn't like that for you to say. I'm using you because guess what? We're all in the same boat together. She didn't like that. She want because she knows her darknesses. She knows that. All right. So it's like you don't know me. All right. But now let's take Moses as an example of that. So he comes down from the mountain. He's been with God. But when you're with God, that's great. You're shining from being with God, but you're also more aware of your darkness.
Yes.
That's a byproduct of spending time with the Lord. So someone comes up and says, Moses, your face, oh my God, it's really glowing. I see the Lord on you. And he says, I don't want to hear it. I know it's my dark. You see my darkness. Let's get a veil and put it over my darkness. And he's going, no, I see the Lord. He's going, I see more of my darkness than I ever saw in my life. Either you're a liar or you're a flatterer or you're a, whatever. Yeah, you don't know. And, the reality is this is true of all of us. It's true of all of us. So, it's just a fact that we're not in the business of fighting darkness. We're in the business of turning on the light.
Yes.
And that'll take care of the darkness.
Praise God.
So, the heart has to turn to the Lord for this image. And when it does, and it knows what it's doing, it doesn't change the darkness instantly. And he uses creation as an example of that. Doesn't he? There, He says, even as God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, because it started out darkness, and the light began to shine out. It doesn't change everything instantly, but there is a from glory to glory, and we know from one glory to the other. But we also know that there is a ever growing grasping or seeing or changing that's going on in us. And the proof of that is, for most of us, we're not the same we were when we first got saved. I'm thinking, is there anybody here? Okay, no.
Thank
you, Lord. So that, what does that mean? It means that somebody has the right to come up to you and say, I see Jesus in you. Well, yeah, Mel. They can see Jesus in you when you have seen more junk in yourself than you've seen any of Jesus. Because really and truly, that's the way he works. What was Lucifer's big fall? He was, what is the word? Yeah, he was destroyed by you know, his own beauty, by looking at his own beauty. And perverted to, you know, all that, whatever the word is that was used there. And that is the way of the world. You know, you ever heard of a selfie? You know, that's the way of the world. And that's the way it's going to be for us if we don't see what's in Jesus' face. And that's the, as it were, the light of another. It's someone else. It's not even him. And he wants you to see the Father. And if you could look into the face of the Holy Spirit, it would reflect Jesus, because that's what he wants to declare. So that's the spirit. That's the spirit of this thing. And that's what it's going to take, is that it's going to take us not focusing on self, but still being aware of it. Daily, my outward man is perishing, but my inward man is being renewed day by day. And this light, in the spirit of faith, this light affliction is working for me. Without faith, it's not light affliction. It's horrendous darkness. You know, and it'll destroy you. It'll destroy you. So, our hope is Christ in us. And to, but not just our hope to be Christ manifested in such a way that we see him in us. It's so that others, it's for others. Yeah.
Well, one of the words had me kind of thinking about when the issue of image first came up was in the garden when he created man in his image. And all he was at that point was a vessel, because he wasn't instantly in the image of the Lamb. There was no Lamb there in Adam. He was created as a vessel. And that was the image. At that point, that was step one. That was not the completed version, but that was step one, done. He is in our image because he can contain a life other than his own. And so, you know, if that was the first mention, and then, but then, we talked about this stuff last week, and you and I talked about it, that if we can get really wrapped up in what that is, what you look like, as though that's the image. But the image God intended in the beginning was, be a vessel. Just be a vessel. Let that be your step one. Because trying to be lamb-like or God-like or omniscient or something like that, you know, it's just as ridiculous as trying to be omniscient.
It is.
Because even, no matter how lamb-like you can make yourself.
Or think you are.
If you're not being a vessel that contains the Lamb of God, then you're just darkness. It's, you're just dressed up darkness, and there's no light in you. And so, like, and what you shared this morning and what you're saying now, it's like, it's just, it's really helping me too. Like, you know, it is not about whether I'm an advanced many years in the faith vessel or a baby vessel. If you're a vessel and you're containing Christ, then you're fulfilling the purpose and the image that he wanted to create us in the first place. So, like, it's okay to be at step one if that's where you're at. Like, that's what you wanted, you know. So I can, you know, like Paul, we can glory in the weaknesses and the things that show us up as earthen.
That's right.
Hey, yes, that's exactly what I made you to be, an earthen vessel.
Right.
You know, whether you were innocent without sin or whether you now are struggling with sin issues, are you a vessel? Are you in faith that's your function and, you know, being available to God as a vessel? Like, he is just not wrapped up in our minutiae failures like we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we love him and everything, but But catching the vision and seeing the image that he wants, the heart turning there, it's like, it's a relief. It's a relief to the heart that really wants to satisfy God, because, you know, you really want to satisfy God, but if you're thinking it's a lamb image,
right,
it can get confusing. You know, because you're going to then try to take on lamb stuff. Or you see someone else that's a really good lamb vessel, or, you know, vessel of the lamb, they're being this way for Jesus. You're like, okay, let me try that on, you know. It's, we just need to be empty and available and let him fill his vessels.
Yeah, I was just thinking you were talking that now. A vessel cannot pour itself. Pour anything to itself. Somebody else has to pour.
And pour it out too. And vessels can look very different on the outside.
Yeah.
Very different from one vessel to the other. In the house of God, there were many, many, many vessels of silver and other for having various purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the priests who came in and utilized the vessels for the purposes. It's that they that filled them with oil or wine or put the bread on them or whatever. And it's like, you know, it's just a relief when you see that it's not what we get wrapped up in. We get wrapped up in a manifestation, and he just has a different perspective.
Yeah. Dad was mentioning you. Go ahead.
I was just saying maybe those things that you were saying about putting on a different lamb or the different image that you have, we all do something like that, but that's the principle of we renounce those hidden things of what we think as an image of what we hold, we renounce that.
See, and in those scriptures, the renouncing is not the renouncing of our darkness. It's the renouncing of that old way of relating to God and trying to become something in ourselves instead of, you know, our heart turning toward that, wanting that image.
And I thought about handling the word of God deceitfully is to read it and then say, I'm supposed to try and do all these things that are there, or you're supposed to be doing all these things that are there. That's even worse. You're using that to call someone else, but to renounce all of that, say no. Are you a vessel?
So maybe there is a little renouncing of our own darkness in when we start rolling.
That's
it.
You dealt with these verses really well this morning, but I was just thinking of them in light of what you were just sharing. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, look at first the far more seeing eternal way of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, the things which are seen is our darkness.
Right.
But at the things which are not seen, which is the shining on Jesus' face. That's what we don't see.
Right.
All we see is our darkness.
That's right.
And where we're getting tripped up, you know, according to what you're sharing, and I think that my own life attests, the minute I see my darkness, I go, oh, it's not Christ, it's darkness. And I don't understand that I will never see Christ.
Right.
I will always see my darkness.
Wrong ministry.
Exactly. It's just
ministry
the way it is.
Of death.
Yes, and so that's where the faith comes in, is that it is Christ in there. It's not for me to see, it's for me to trust. And so I don't
see
look at
darkness by his light.
Well, sure, but
so
I'm seeing darkness and I'm looking at me and saying, oh, I messed up, or oh, I don't get that, or oh, that was wrong, or oh, that was wrong, or that's all the darkness. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at what's not seen.
Yeah.
Which is the glory of Jesus' face. Because the things which are seen are temporal. That's me. But the things that are not, that's the darkness. The things that are not seen are eternal.
Yeah.
And I was also thinking about the tabernacle, not in relationship to Moses, but in relationship to these, like this. God dwelt in the Holy of Holies, which was perfectly dark. There was no light in there but him.
Right.
And that's a very good little... idea of the darkness that he dwells in, you know, that he's not the darkness, but he shines out of that darkness.
Yeah.
And when Jesus died on the cross and that veil was rent in two, it wasn't to let the sun shine in, it was to let that dark, the light in the darkness out, shine out. You know, that's what we're looking, that's what we're talking about, you know, so.
Whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil's taken away. And then the very next verse, which I know covered. Now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, freedom.
But
because you're not looking at the darkness,
I think that's what
it's. That's Him, and that's freedom.
Amen. Free from ourselves, thank God. Mm-hmm. Free from the darkness, free from ourselves. But I agree, too, and that Deb was pointing up there, and it was said, you know, as an earthen vessel, and it's right there in those scriptures. I mean, it's funny that it's just right there. We know we will always be an earthen vessel. But in the context of those scriptures, the earthen vessel is brought up because of the outshining that was just talked about, like right in front of it. And that we recognize that this is, that the glory is Christ. The glory is not us. We're earthen vessels. He's the treasure. He's the glory. I think I even said it. He's the spirit. We're the law. I mean, that's the way we function. And so there, you know, something we've said, and I just think it's important to remember, is that it is possible for the old man to be perishing, the outward man to be perishing, but still there, just passing away. You understand? He doesn't just perish all at once. So that means there's darkness there. And so the goal is not to get caught up in the darkness that is in us. See, and when I say that, I'm trying to change maybe a way that we think, well, if I see darkness, I have to fight it. No, we have to have our hearts turned toward Him. And you said it well, I thought, a while ago. That if we're doing it this other way, the focus is us. It is us. And, you know, there's freedom to be able to say, you know what? I'm darkness, He's light. He wants to shine out of me. My heart is after His image. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. I believe that He is shining out of me. Spirit of faith. And I believe... And see, the example it gives after that is, you know, we bear about in our bodies the dying of the Lord Jesus, and there is this effect that affects others, mm-hmm. you know. So the process is meant for others and not us. It's meant for others. So that when, you know, when someone comes up and says, I see Jesus in you, it probably gives the Lord more glory, not just for you, but for all of us to go, thank God, you know.
Right.
You know. Woohoo! I'm glad somebody's because I ain't.
You know, with me, I understand the scripture, I think, to a certain degree, and I know the Lord speaks to us through the word and, you know, the classes and all that. But man, it's a totally different thing when you live it, when you know, when it becomes a reality and a circumstance. And it just dawned on me the other day because I was like, Lord, why, you know, I'm in class and I'm hearing, and I've been trying just recently, I don't want to hear Randy. I really don't. I don't want to hear him. I want to hear what the Lord is saying, what the Lord is saying through him. You know, I don't want to hear his words because if I hear his words, he's not going to do anything on me. And it's just words, all that I'm getting is knowledge. But I've been crying out to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, I go excited. I get really excited when and believe what is being shared. But the moment I step out of that room, you know, it's like, it's gone, yeah. It's the excitement, I don't know, the excitement, what is the word, the spirit in that I felt in it is gone. You know, and I'm put in a situation, and then, you know, what I know, the word is not really real in me. It's not. And I've been very frustrated about it. And I said, Lord, I want to... know you, I want to understand you, I want to, in reality, in life,
yeah.
I want it. And so the Lord has been putting me in situations where, I need the lemon. I know that it's been a wrong situation, but it's wrong. That is so wrong. If I don't point it out, if I don't say it, it's wrong. It's not the Lord. It's not the lemon, you. You know, so I just cry out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't. I cannot live your life. I just can't. I don't know how. I see that this situation is wrong. I just see it, and it's so clear, and I can prove it, and I have all the elements, and I have all the evidence. But, you know, you are requiring a lamb from me, and I can't. I just can't. And I gave up. I did. I said, I just give up, Lord. I don't know. And in the moment I gave up, is the light shine in the darkness and just dawned on me. Oh, my gosh. I said, all these years, I have wasted that. I have wasted everything that I know about the Lord. And the only thing that God wants me to do is just to come to Him and said, yeah, give up. I just come to Him. I give up and say, Lord, I can't do it. And the Lord goes, yeah, you can't. You never will. This the reason I put you in this situation, so that you know that it's, you know, your darkness is always going to be darkness. But the light wants to shine in that darkness. And so I've been seeing the Lord in a totally different way. And then I'm like, wow, this is so easy. Why do I make it so hard? Why am I such a knucklehead? And so anyway, so what he was sharing this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, so this is what you've been doing, God, all this time in me. I don't have to fight. You know, I was sharing with you the other night whenever we met last time. I've been rebuking my flesh, and I'm rebuking your flesh in the name of Jesus. It didn't work for nothing.
Flesh rebukes his back.
Oh, wow. Amen. But man, all that God wants me to be is just open to Him and say, you know, I can't. I'm dumb. I can't hear. If I said to the Lord, which, you know, the mic doesn't make sense, but, and it's in the Word, you know, He says, if you said that you hear and then you are deaf and you say that you see, and then you can't sing. Then I said, you know, I just can't do it. And that's when He comes, and when He shines, and when He becomes real. And I believe that's when my heart just turned, and I say, I can't, but you can, or you explain it to me, or you leave it because I won't. I'm not even willing. You know, the Lord even showed me that I'm not even willing. I have no willingness in my heart.
So it seems like when we turn, and the heart turned from, I can't live your life, to you live in me. Like, that image, I'm your vessel. Mm-hmm. Like, that's when He... Because you're not trying to live His life, but you're finally saying, no, the image of God is being filled with the life of another.
When you see you have this ministry, you faint not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you really?
Yeah, in the very first of those verses, it says, He's made us able ministers. And then it goes on and says, eventually at the end, this is the ministry of how to
grow.
It says, who has made us, we are not sufficient of ourselves,
right,
to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, the New Covenant.
Right.
Not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives.
And He uses the rest of everything we've been sharing to explain that, but it is simply that we have no sufficiency of ourselves. Therefore, we're not... You know, we're not looking at ourselves anymore. We're looking at Him, and
yes.
And we're renouncing those old ways, and in so doing, see, here's the thing: we would say, in so doing, we find Him, and therefore it's going to be more the Lamb or whatever. But in truth, in so doing, others are going to get more of the Lamb. They're going to see the outshining. They're going to be affected. And they may not walk up to you and say, your face glows, so my God, you know, I just, you know, that's not it. But there is a release, you know, there is a release that affects people when it's life and when it's coming on this level. There is a release of something that will affect people. We have to believe that. That's the spirit of faith. That's what it's talking about. And even as it goes into the fifth chapter, it talks about we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, it's not about this body, and we're not looking to be clothed, you know, reclothed and all this stuff. Or actually saying we're not looking to put off all of this old stuff. We want to be clothed upon.
That's right.
And that's what it says. So it just continues, and it's really trying to break through a mentality of a ministry that really just leads to death.
Yeah.
It just leads to death. And it cannot produce Christ. And it puts us in a little cage where we're running like a hamster, just round and round and round and getting nowhere. And that's not God's heart. It's not His heart.
It's interesting. Paul talks about what I've been hearing, and I wasn't here this morning, but I've just been hearing a discussion of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, God is satisfied. He's satisfied. And we know that that is from Jesus Christ. And we know that their nature is a spirit of the Lamb, and they have no other nature. So if God is manifesting in you, it is that nature. And but and so, you know, so we have to have that spirit of faith. I mean, faith is the only thing that will keep looking at Him and not look back at you. Faith. You know, I just have to remind myself. You know, I just remind I do little reminders like, you're God, I'm not.
That's right.
You're the Spirit of Lamb, I'm not.
Right, that's good.
But you are satisfied, and I'm trusting.
We preach not
you're
ourselves.
You're satisfied with Christ. Mm-hmm. Christ is in me, I know He is, even though we may not have much opportunity in the last, you know, day or whatever to shine. I never.
But maybe He's shining even though you feel the darkness.
I feel like I've seen the Lord at least enough just to know those little things so that I can get myself in my daily moment. You know, it's not me. You are the Spirit of the Man. You know, and I trust that.
Yeah.
You know, because He has no other.
Yeah.
You know, and we are in Him. He is in us.
Yes.
And so.
Yes.
You know, that's what helps me to have a focus. You know,
yes.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I like going through life just like this, like a mule with blinders on, where I'm not looking over here, I'm not looking here, I'm not looking here. I'm just trying to look for the next thing that presents to me. You know, I mean, we live our life, we kind of live our life today, we make it up just when we go through the day. In the morning, it's like, okay, Lord, you know, well, what are you going to do today? And I'm just, you know, I think I probably pray and increase my faith on a regular basis, too. But that's what it takes to believe that thing that's unseen, that's, you know, that the thing, see, because we know it by the Spirit. I mean, we know Jesus is a Lamb by the Spirit. Because you could read those scriptures, you know, and think about a little lamb or whatever, but whenever He has shown you His nature, that's how you know it. And so I can lock on to that with my faith relationship, so to speak. My faith being the Lamb of God. And I trust, you know. And sometimes it's like, you know, whenever I haven't seen the nature of the Lamb,
So do we think that he's not there, or that he didn't want to manifest, or something like that? You know, I've seen the Lord use other things to sway some of his creation.
Yep. Well, I like the one that the scripture says, now the Lord is that spirit. You know, that's what we're seeing. It's not us. That's what you said. You know, it's not us. It's I'm not the spirit of the Lamb. I'm not, you know, I mean, I got redeemed by a lamb. You know, it says, how do you redeem an ass? By a lamb. A lamb, only a lamb can redeem an ass. And I said, well, Lord, that's your self-giving nature and everything. And he says, well, never forget, you're still an ass. You know. Now the Lord is that spirit. And then he says, when that's the Lord, when it's the spirit of the Lord in you, you whatever you are, that there's liberty. You see, then there's liberty. But you have to remember, now the Lord is that. The Lord is that, not me. I'm darkness. We'll stick with that one. And where he is, there's going to be liberty. Yes. And when it's us, there's going to be bondage. And that's the whole thing of the first part of this chapter, is the bondage of it, of the law, and us trying to be that.
I think that's why, you know how Paul, he prayed about the knowledge of the law.
Right.
You know, he prayed about the knowledge of it. So because without the knowledge of it, you cannot get your faith locked on. You know, and that's why he always wants, you know, I mean, that's what I say about Paul. It's not that, you know, he says, and, you know, he understands the knowledge of it, because in chapter 13, 1 Corinthians, you know, he says it all comes back to love, and the knowledge puffs up, but he's still always prayed about having knowledge of it, so that we're seeing the right thing by his spirit, and therefore can lay hold of that.
And that's what it says in chapter 4, verse 6, that shine in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And there is a light. That's why I was trying to make a difference. There is this outshining that is him in us, okay? But there's also the light of the knowledge of that we have to receive first. There's a growth that begins to happen, and the early, or the I guess the beginning parts of the growth is the heart has to turn to the Lord as the object of their image that they want formed in them. It's no longer I'm identified in me. I want to be identified in him. I want his image. That's where it starts. That's a good start. But then you see there's a separate thing from the heart turning. Then you begin to see his face, but you don't see him. And you're confronted with a reality that is not common to us. We look in the mirror and we see our face. But he's seeing the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And in seeing that, he's seeing how it works, and that can condemn you. Unless you see the knowledge of the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And there, once you begin to comprehend that in your spirit, not in your head, not in doctrine, but in reality, then faith arises, and that's why it comes after this, see? I mean, that's verse 6, and what is it, verse 13 through 15. So there is a process, and there is a longing for that image all along the trail. You never leave that. I don't think you ever leave that. I haven't, and I don't plan on leaving it. I want Jesus. I don't want me. Not I, but Christ. It can't get any more plain than Galatians 3:20. You know, not I, but Christ. And that becomes a driving force. At least it's a driving force in me. But it doesn't become... the heart for that is not my image. You know, that's not my image. Jesus is my image. And what I see in Jesus' face, I want to work in me so that I'm shining forth his glory as his body, the way that he is doing that with the Father. And it's that ongoing thing. And then he even down here, he says, for all things are yours. Let's see, knowing, and here's that word knowing again. This is 4:14, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also. That this is, if this is true, eternally true, and worked for Jesus, it's, and that's why I tried to say it'll work for Jesus again, this time Jesus in us, in this process. And so we're with the Lord in the death and burial. We're not just with the Lord in the resurrection. We're in with him in death, burial, and resurrection. And it's a process according to these scriptures. It's an ongoing, you know, process that's always going on. Always, always, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. But where does the life show up?
In others.
Well, at first it does show up in us because the first scripture is there, but it does show up in others. And the important thing is that we see that image so clear that it be about others. That it be about others and not us. You never leave the fact that you're an ass or you're in darkness or you're whatever. You never leave that fact. And you can always be aware of it. My outward man is perishing, needs to, because it's darkness. But I am pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. So, I mean, I know we're saying a lot of different ways, but I think it's important that we hear from one another, you know. What do you mean, not your will? Because I would say not my will, and I meant because it's bad. You know, I'm going to make bad choices. I'm going, well, he's saying not my will, and I know his will is exactly the same as the Father. Mm-hmm. So what is the issue there? See, that was like, well, what is the issue? There has to be an issue. And the issue is the principle of God's nature, that I don't want it to be me. I want it to be him, not because I'm bad, but because I want it to be him.
Yes.
See, and that's a pure motive then. That's a more pure motive. I just want it to be you. Because here's the deal. What if you started doing real good and all of a sudden your darkness really got low, you know? Then what are you going to do? Are you going to glory in your own self or something like that?
That's what I was going to say. It's that if you get too confident in you and how good you are doing, and you don't acknowledge that there is darkness still in you, and then you get too confident and glory in yourself. Mm-hmm. That's not, the Lord is not what he's after either.
Yeah. You know, and that happened to me when we were on Bolivar. You know, I was really, it was a good time. I was really getting a lot of good time with the Lord, and I was, there's difference between imputed righteousness and imparted righteousness. And the imparted righteousness comes through his nature being formed in you. And so I began to look at, you know, I was seeing more imparted righteousness coming out of me. And I got to a place where I was standing on that. Well, you know, your salvation and your relationship is not based on imparted righteousness. It's on imputed righteousness. And so at a certain juncture, I went, oh my God, I am so off from, because, you know, you start focusing here, and it's that same thing that we're saying, you know, you get your eyes on yourself. And so that would be, what if all of that imparted righteousness really was Christ? Well, it's still not where he wants us to focus, because then somehow it's connected with us. You know,
well, check this out. At the end of this very same epistle, Paul had all these revelations, and the Lord sent a thorn in the flesh to keep him right in that darkness. I mean, he asked the Lord, well, take it away, and my gosh, don't you want me up here, and woohoo, and all the deep revelations that I could tell everybody, and it was like, nope. You know, thorn in the flesh, my grace is sufficient, and that is this. That's, I mean, the two are one. He's saying, in my personal experience, I was expanding. But the Lord brought me right back where I'm aware of darkness and I have to let him shine out. I mean, he's not using those words, but that's the spirit of it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, so just to tie that in. You know.
Praise God.
Amen.
There's never that pipe dream where we get there someday where it's not like that.
That's right.
Because mine goes there, you know.
It does. I mean, you know, I'm running the race, and y'all are running the race too, and don't get in my way, because I'm going. That's right. You know, and it's a mob action instead of a race, you know. I when I was down in New Orleans with my sister, I bought a bumper sticker that I'll probably put on one of my guitar cases, and it says, Jesus loves you, but he loves me more.
I love it.
Jesus loves you, but I'm his favorite.
Mine says, Jesus loves you, but he loves me more, just as a contrast to our, you know. And there was I showed it, I think, to Lindsay and Caitlin. We were in the new room, and there was a picture there of all these sheep down at the bottom. That's what reminded me of it. And then there was supposedly an altar, but it just looked like a bunch of rocks were standing on the mountain. And all these lights are shining from this one that's standing there. He's not on an altar dying sheep yet. And he's shining out. And I went, you know, Jesus loves all these sheep down here, but he loves that one more.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the, it's like.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, are we done?
Never.
Do you need to go?
Well,
okay. Well, let's just close with prayer. Father, we just ask your blessing upon what you've shared. And Lord, out of the multitudes of counselors, there is safety. And thank you, Lord. And again, the same thing we prayed this morning. We don't want to just hear this. We want to you to breathe this into our being. And Lord, so that we are secure, even in the areas that are yet untaken by Joshua, by Jesus, even in those areas, to not worry and fret over that. Troubled, yes, but not forsaken, not downcast. That we know that the process is at work, and that we, as our heart is turned to you and not ourselves, that this thing will work, and that we have faith in you. We have faith in the way that you've set it up. So thank you, Lord. Make it real in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.